Ball State economist Michael Hicks predicts the national economy will grow by 2.1% next year. Compared to other national forecasts, that's conservative. Some predict up to 2.4% growth. Hicks says Indiana will grow as well, but more slowly, especially in employment. State officials tout Indiana's healthy manufacturing sector, and Hicks says 2015 was a record manufacturing year, but not for jobs. The top year for manufacturing jobs? 1973. Hicks says because of automation, lower-end manufacturing jobs aren't available anymore, and that should change the game plan for any student looking to enter the sector.
If you're a young man or woman, you're a junior or senior in high school, you think about, what am I going to do? Well, there are plenty of jobs in manufacturing, but you need to go to college for 2 years, an Ivy Tech, get a certificate program, or get into one of those few companies that has a great training program.
Despite job losses in manufacturing, Indiana Senator Joe Donnelly says Indiana's diverse employment opportunities are the reason the state is doing so well nationally.
We have agriculture. We have manufacturing. We have life sciences. We have tech. And so when one may be struggling a little bit, we have another one to help pick them up.
Indiana's East Central region, Hicks predicts, will be growing even more slowly than Indiana as a whole. That's because, with the exception of Jay County, the region is still seeing declining population.
Because it's such a human capital intensive time in our economy, the big business consideration for relocation is, where are the people? That's why the jobs left Huntington with Carrier, but not Indy, because Huntington doesn't have enough people to backfill retirees.
Even though manufacturing is hiring less, products are still being made, and those products need to be shipped all over the world. Hicks says the national transportation and logistics sector should grow by nearly 5% in 2017 and would be the smartest industry to train in. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.